WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If you are an Atmos Energy customer and have automatic payments made through your bank, keep an eye on your account balance. The Atmos Energy Facebook page has confirmed overcharging customer accounts. Atmos customers have posted they've had 10 times their bill being drafted from their bank accounts since the weekend. Atmos spokeswoman Jennifer Ryan says 27,000 customers were affected.
It's rather isolated and a small amount of people, but we are going to find out exactly what caused it. We know that the damage has been done and that we are just reversing all those payments and reimbursing them as soon as possible.
Ryan says they don't know what caused the billing error, but they don't believe their system was hacked. The Atmos Facebook page, which you can get to through our website at WTAW.com, says they'll reverse the charges, including overdraft fees, within 1 to 3 days. Two crashes in the Twin Cities yesterday afternoon affected traffic. The southbound lanes of Highway 47 between Leonard Road and Villa Maria were closed after a dump truck failed to yield the right-of-way and struck an SUV, causing the SUV to roll over and catch fire. Bryan police say the driver of the SUV received injuries not believed to be life-threatening. In College Station, the intersection of Rock Prairie and Rio Grande was closed for more than 2 hours after a car turned into the path of a motorcycle. Police report the man and woman on the motorcycle were taken to the College Station Medical Center. The driver and two passengers in the car were not hurt. No names have been released from the noon hour wreck in front of Brian Bachman Park. That makes 6 people hospitalized from 5 wrecks over the last 10 days in College Station. And for the second time, Blinn College Administrator Ted Raspiller is leaving for a position in Virginia. Dr. Raspiller, who returned to Blinn to become president of Brazos County campuses, has been hired as the next president of John Tyler Community College campuses in Chester and Midlothian, Virginia. A one-time dean at Blinn, Raspiller was a department head at Old Dominion University before returning to Blinn in 2010. He will start his new job in July. Blinn officials say a job posting to begin a national search will be done in the next 2 weeks. And for the second time in 3 days, Atmos Energy crews repaired a punctured natural gas line. Monday afternoon, they were sent to the A&M West campus near the Rosenthal Center, where university officials say a small line was hit. 30 minutes later, the decision was made to evacuate the Borlaug Center and move those people to the Horticulture and Forest Science Building. Students, faculty, and staff were allowed to re-enter about 2 hours later. Meanwhile, because of campus development, about 200 international A&M students will have to find new places to live come June 1st, and they need furniture, too. Off-campus Aggies President Will Ellis says they're joining the Graduate Student Council to collect household items today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
We'll be taking donations of clothing, linens, non-perishables, books, electronics, toiletries, and any and all types of furniture. We would be glad to take. And that can include, you know, dressers, couches, bed frames, anything, any and all furniture we're willing to take.
Ellis says donations can be dropped off from 8:30 to 5 at Law 84 near Fred Dollar Food Services Commissary on Agronomy Road. And victims of the West explosion were told during their latest town hall meeting that 100 tons of debris was taken away last weekend by 600 volunteers, putting in a combined 4,000 hours. Mayor Tommy Mushka says the city council has approved moving in trailers as temporary housing for 1 year, stressing the word temporary.
That will run out May 2014, so this is not going to be permanent. We're not going to have a trailer. West is not turning into a trailer park.
Mushka was asked about the safety of produce growing in home gardens hit by the explosion.
I went to my house and I got some really, really nice looking tomato plants. Now I can tell you that everybody got a really good dose of fertilizer, so your yard's going to be growing. I have someone here that would like to explain. He said the tomatoes are fine. Wash them off, eat them. There's nothing wrong with the plants that you have in your garden.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can watch the YouTube video of the town hall meeting. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 56 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Brad Beard of Intercon. Many of us have watched together as the Bryan-College Station area continues to grow and prosper. Part of that reason is your support of local businesses. We all depend on our neighbors from time to time. A healthy economy allows local businesses to create new jobs, and that means support from the services we expect from our cities. Your decision to stay here to do business means we continue to be the kind of place we want for raising our families. Bryan Broadcasting and Intercon remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure is going to keep the weather warm across the area the next several days, and it looks like by Thursday, it's going to help to start to drag some moisture into the region. Today, partly to mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Overnight, partly cloudy in the lower 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs will be in the low to mid 80s. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, upper 60s. Shower or thunderstorm possible Thursday, highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. It's a busy day in sports with NBA and NHL playoffs in full swing. Plus, the Aggies third baseman Hunter Melton gets an SEC award. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do that for you coming up at 6:50.
During a Little League game in Bridgeton, New Jersey, players noticed a rather large groundhog kind of hanging out. Yeah. In a field across the street. Well, of course, kids being kids go across the street to investigate. And the groundhog basically went into attack mode, chasing him back to the baseball field. Amid shrieks and chaos, the groundhog attacked. The adults snapped into action. Umpire Brandon Dennis headed off the animal that was baring his teeth from chasing the little children. So it began chasing Dennis instead.
Of course.
Bridgeton Little League President T. Carl Hempel.
It sounds like a Disney movie excerpt.
It does. Intervened to save Davis, so the groundhogs started chasing T. Carl.
Like you would.
Sure. The groundhog gained on Mr. Hempel, who went to had his Charmin with him.
That's exactly where I was going.
I know. Went to his car, jumped inside, and locked the doors.
Because a groundhog could open the door.
Somehow I'm thinking closing the door would be enough, but he locked it. Police arrived within moments, attempted to capture the groundhog with one of those stick-and-loop deals. Groundhog broke the loop. Wow.
That's a big groundhog.
An unhappy groundhog. Eventually, police able to capture the animal in a cage and took it to a clinic to be tested for rabies.
Oh.
You know, you think they're cute. If you saw Caddyshack, you think they're just adorable. This obviously not your Caddyshack groundhog. Oh, that was a gopher, wasn't it? Oh,
I'd like to see Bill Murray in a baseball movie, though. That might be kind of
fun. Well, yeah, he does love his Cubs.
We're going to have a great time. Oh, Mr. Gopher.
Yeah.
Info.
T. Carl Hempel. You know, as he's giving his name to the police, he wants to make sure he gets that T in the front.
Oh, without question.
That's T. Carl Hempel, and don't you forget it.
A plane, a bus. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Well, it's National Teachers Day. Good for them. They put up with
them. Hey, without them, we wouldn't have jobs, right? We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be contributing to society.
Are we? Are we doing all that?
We wouldn't be able to read if
that's
we didn't have
that's
teachers.
A real reach for this show.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Once again, thank you for taking care of our bratty little children. excuse me. Thank you for taking care of my snowflake and all those other bratty children in the class with them. It's also Accountants Day.
Okay. You birthdays. Got some, yeah. Andrew Ludwig, 21, from The Hunger Games. Mm. Breckin Meyer is 39. That's the actor from Clueless, Road Trip, Rat Race, Garfield, Ghost of Girlfriend.
Okay, you didn't actually say Rat Race as if that's something to be proud of, did you? I happen to see that movie.
It's part of the credits.
You know, I looked at that movie, I'm going, no wonder Cuba Gooding can't win an Oscar. But
the five-foot actor's been in a lot of different shows.
Yeah, though. I understand.
Eagle Eye Cherry, Resting Under the Rock of Obscurity, 44 years old.
But they didn't even know they were out from under that.
Save Tonight. Is. Well, they had a hit.
Okay.
Hit. Amy Heckerling is 61. She directed Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Clueless.
Mm-hmm.
Randall Tex Cobb.
Oh, right. In one of my favorite movies.
Which was?
Raising Arizona.
Yes, sir.
Plays the motorcycle dude.
Well, he hasn't really been acting much, but
no.
At the tender age of 63,
he
graduated magna cum laude from Temple.
What? Temple High School?
Temple University.
Really?
Yes.
Man, looking at him, I just wouldn't think so. But
stunning.
Wow. Wonder what his, do we know what his major was?
Sports and Recreation Management.
All right.
Hey, hey.
What? Now look, how old?
63.
Okay, I mean, I'm glad he got this is his bachelor's, is that right?
Yes.
Glad he got his bachelor's, you know, glad he graduated pretty smart, but I mean, I'm not sure what kind of opportunities are out there in the marketplace if you're 63 years old, you know, so I hope he invested well.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Bill Kurtzman, 67, the drummer for the Grateful Dead, and Jimmy Ruffin.
Oh, yeah.
What Becomes of Broken Heart?
Mm-hmm.
He's 74.
Robbie Knievel.
Hey, hey.
51.
Is that little brother?
No, it's daddy. It's son.
Oh.
And it says here, NFL quarterback Alex Smith. I have no idea who he quarterbacks for. And Kevin, you knew this, and you refused to do the birthday, so I'm going to bust you here. It's Peter Reckell has a birthday today from Days of Our Lives.
You're absolutely right. I refuse to do
your
it.
Your favorite soap opera.
You caught me.
That's it. Births and deaths. The passing of Marge Simpson. The passing of Marge, the real Marge Simpson.
Oh, no.
Yep. Her Margaret Groening, who's Matt's mom and the inspiration for Marge. She was 94 years old. Her maiden name was Wiggum. And she married her
like Ralph Wiggum?
Well, I don't know, W-I-G-G-U-M. Who's Ralph Wiggum?
He's the policeman.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess
he
so.
He has a whiny child who talks like this.
Anyway, so
Daddy?
She married her college boyfriend, Homer Groening, and they raised five children. And Matt used the names of his two of his sisters, Lisa and Maggie, in the show.
Well, hey.
Decided not to use Patty and Mark, instead choosing Bart for the other brother, but... That's it. The real Marge Simpson passes away at the age of 94 yesterday. So she's got a mark in, I don't know, Americana probably for a long, long time. It's 6:19. That's not right. That's not right. That is not right.
I liked it.
Well, I know. It's okay. We'll do that a little bit later, but we have to let Sean come in and pontificate. Sean? Oh, Sean's not here. Good. Is this Monday?
Maybe he's in the bathroom.
Oh, huh, wonder where that went, because that should have been there. Huh, okay. All right, let's see. Well, I love live radio. Let's
take two.
Yeah. No.
And go.
Hang on.
All right. Actually, it's Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
If you're looking all for right. The best in zero-turn riding mowers, see the best Brazos Valley has to offer at Kairos Truck Center. This is David Hogan with Kairos Truck Center reminding you of our great prices and financing through the end of May on all our state-of-the-art riding mowers, including Ferris, Cub Cadet, and Hustler. Kairos Truck Center, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass. Call 778-7481 or come by and see us at Kairos Truck Center for your zero-turn rider today.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You see what we're talking about here? The initial draft of the talking points included the assertion that the U.S. government, quote, knows that Islamic extremists with ties to Al-Qaeda participated in the attack. The final talking points removed any and all references to Islamic extremists. In addition, early references to attacks were then changed to demonstrations. minutes. And the most disturbing of all is there was no mention of any YouTube video in any of the many drafts and the talking points, even though Obama, Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, for days and weeks after the attacks, blamed them on an anti-Muslim YouTube video. It was a lie from the get-go.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Mother's Day is coming. Did you give your mom a hard time when you were growing up? Well, I know I did. I did a lot of pranks that seemed funny at the time, but it just made mom worry. Now, be like me. You can make it up to your mother this year by sending her Sherry's Berries. You get these giant, delicious, enormous, freshly dipped strawberries in white milk or dark chocolate from Sherry's Berries. Now, it's starting at only $19.99 in a beautiful gift box. That's over a 40% savings. All you need to do is go to Berries, Berries.com. Click on the radio microphone and type in my last name, Hannity. And by the way, you can double the berries for mom for just 10 bucks more. And you can do this for all the moms in your life, grandma, your mother-in-law, whoever. Now, I've sent these berries. I have to, as a matter of fact, send them to my wife each and every year because they're that good. There's only one way to get this amazing Mother's Day deal, 866-FRUIT-02, or just visit berries.com, Berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Put in my name, Hannity. This offer ends on Thursday. Do it because you love mom.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Easy money. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. It should be less difficult to get a mortgage now that numerous banks are easing their lending standards for low-risk loans, but having good credit is still the key, as lenders are still very cautious about doing business with higher-risk candidates. Checking markets overseas, European markets are higher so far, and Asia markets finished higher, the Nikkei rising sharply to close at a multi-year high. Could be a decent day on Wall Street with NASDAQ futures up 6, S&P 500 futures have gained 2 points. The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged the city of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania with fraud. The charges involve the city's failing to disclose information on its financial troubles and could be the start of a new trend for the SEC. And Adobe Systems is saying goodbye to its packaged software business. The maker of Photoshop, Illustrator, and other design tools has chosen to ditch the boxes and sell its biggest products as online services. Crude is tracking lower about a half a dollar a barrel. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm. Especially with IBM's Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
I'm Dan Kelly, owner of Go Time Fitness. I'm always trying to stay top of mind with my customers, and Constant Contact has the tools to help me do that. They make it so easy. So when my daughters started a business of their own, Constant Contact was the best advice I could give them.
Dad, we're 9.
It's a lemonade stand.
Never too early to start.
From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find the solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank. Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
best food delivery, best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookie. At last year's Best of the Brazos Valley Awards, Lou Baker took home a lot of hardware. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit BlueBaker.com to discover today's bakery special.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Boy, another spectacular day today. I'll be 83. Low tonight will be right around 60. We'll continue that for the next couple of days. 30% chance of rain on Thursday night. It's up to a 40% chance of rain on Friday night, and Saturday. But, heck, we need the rain. And the temps stay in the 80s all through there. Right now we have calm winds out there. 78% relative humidity. Fair skies, and it's 57.
Schlitter Bahn, it's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitter Bahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitter Bahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitter Bahn.
A little clutter in your life isn't necessarily all bad. But where's the line between just enough clutter and too much? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
You probably have clutter in your life, and clutter isn't necessarily all bad.
Your clutter is sometimes your identity. On the back of my book, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK CEO actually wrote a quick testimonial that says you are what you can't get rid of.
Dorothy Breninger, expert organizer for the A&E show Hoarders and author of the book Stuff Your Face or Face Your Stuff.
And maybe it's okay. Like, you know what? I still have 15 leotards from when I was a champion gymnast. I keep memorabilia. I also have a junk drawer, but I can find what I need when I need it. I'm quick in, quick out, and my house is presentable. You can have both.
So where is the line between having just enough clutter and having too much?
That line is when you cannot get places on time. Your bills aren't being paid on time. If the clutter is stopping you from doing your regular life, that's where the line is.
If you know that you have too much junk in your life, Dorothy says,
one thing that people can ask themselves, whenever you're looking in your closet at a dress that your mother made for you or the baking machine that your family members gave to you, what's the story behind this item? If you want to have a dress in your closet or a suit in your closet because it's meaningful from one time in your life and you appreciate it every time you look at it, keep it. But if you roll your eyes and say, my God, I can't believe I'm holding on to that again, that's a clue. It's okay to release it.
Tomorrow, more ways to handle clutter. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss The Ten Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A building on A&M's West Campus was evacuated yesterday afternoon for about 2 hours after a small natural gas line was punctured. While the location was near the Rosenthal Center, those inside the Borlaug Center were moved to the Horticulture and Forest Service Building. It's the second time in 3 days Atmos Energy crews were called out to make repairs. Meanwhile, the transition to a new customer billing system at Atmos Energy has been anything but smooth. The latest glitch has Atmos customers enrolled in automatic bill paying, having their bank accounts drafted 10 times the amount they owe.
The bulk of the customers affected were in the, what we call the mid-tex area. That's north and central Texas. However, we did have some small amounts in West Texas, Louisiana, Kentucky, Colorado, and Mississippi, all the states that we do serve.
Jennifer Ryan at Atmos says 27,000 customers were affected. The Atmos Facebook page says they are working with debit card companies and expect problems to be resolved in 1 to 3 days. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find a link to the Atmos Facebook page where you can read customer reactions and how to hook up with filing complaints directly to the company. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday, off-campus Aggies and the Graduate Student Council are asking the community to help provide furniture for displaced students. OCA President Will Ellis says about 200 international grad students will have to relocate at the end of the month because of renovations.
The University Apartments Complex are actually being destroyed because of their old, outdated buildings. Because these apartments were already fully furnished, they were already had all the furniture needed for them. We are trying to help all those students who are going to be relocated out of there find much needed furniture.
Ellis says dressers, couches, bed frames, and other furniture should be dropped off from 8:30 to 5 at Lot 84, located at 474 Agronomy Road. Online at WTAW.com is the YouTube video of the latest town hall meeting from West. Victims heard from those still involved in recovery efforts from wildfires in Bastrop County nearly 2 years ago. Paige Webb drove up to give tips intended to help West residents clear hurdles learned the hard way in Bastrop.
Received everything. I don't care if it's Taco Bell. In our neighborhood, the HUD came in, a GLO grant. They were going to build 121 houses. Because of receipts and paid off mortgages, we're going to build 17. And that's sad.
Mayor Tommy Mushka emphasized taking all assistance available from FEMA.
Don't be shy and don't let pride get in the way here. If I can sign up with them, you can too, okay? Promise me that, because this is not the time to be proud. If we got money coming to you, we want to get that to you, and they do too.
Mushka says the city council is working with the Waco Foundation and Catholic Charities to develop a formula to best distribute money coming from private and individual donations. And three people are in the hospital following two crashes yesterday afternoon in the Twin Cities. In College Station, it's the fifth traffic accident in 10 days where a total of six people were hospitalized. In the latest mishap, yesterday during the noon hour, police report two people on a motorcycle were hit by a car at Rock Prairie and Rio Grande. No names have been released. The man and woman on the motorcycle, both of whom were wearing helmets, were taken to College Station Medical Center. Officers were told the southbound car, turning east on Rock Prairie, struck the side of the motorcycle. The driver and two passengers in the car were not hurt. The second wreck in West Bryan closed the southbound lanes of Highway 47 from Leonard Road to Villa Maria. That's after the driver of the dump truck failed to yield the right-of-way on a crossover and turned into the path of an SUV. The SUV rolled over and caught on fire. The driver of the SUV was taken to a hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The driver of the dump truck was not hurt. The president of Blinn College campuses in Brazos County is returning to Virginia. Ted Raspiller has accepted the president's job at John Tyler Community College. The one-time Blinn dean was a department head at Old Dominion University before returning to Bryan 3 years ago, first as provost, then as the local president. Blinn officials expect to post the job opening within the next 2 weeks and conduct a national search. Raspiller will continue in his current role through July. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 56 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at CTWP.com.
Over 40% of all deaths are caused by heart disease and stroke. Changing that number is simple. Join the American Heart Association for the Brazos Valley Heart Ball Saturday, June 1st at Miramont Country Club. A night full of fine dining, entertainment by the Karen Chavez Band, raffle, auction, and a presentation by a local heart disease survivor. It's your heart and your life, so take control. Find out more by calling 268-0068.
I found out how it feels to be cool, to open up that door and be comfortable, leave the outside there and kick back in my favorite chair.
No sweat.
Wearing more than just my underwear.
No sweat.
The neighbor's got no reason to stare.
No sweat.
Now the dog can grow back all its hair.
Barker's Heating and Cooling. Earning your seal of approval every day. Call 690-2278.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, so here for you, ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, it's 6:38 at Brazos Valley. Weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure responsible for today's sunshine. It'll be warm. Highs are going to be at least 80 this afternoon. We should be partly cloudy overnight with lows near 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny and turning a little warmer. Highs will be 80 to 85. By tomorrow night, clouds will start increasing across the area. It'll be warm, almost a bit humid. Temperatures will be around 65 to 70. And we'll have some showers and thunderstorms developing Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Leonard will get it in. Goes cross-court to Ginobili. Left wing three for Manu.
Did he make it? It was double overtime. We'll find out. Coming up with sports. Also, Aggies get more SEC accolades and more on the playoffs in the NBA and NHL. All that more with sports. We'll do that for you here at about 6:52.
Strong bipartisan support yesterday. The Senate passed a bill that would make big internet retailers collect and pay sales taxes the same way that brick and mortars do. States with sales tax have previously been unable to require online retailers to collect sales tax unless they had a physical presence in the state. You remember Mr. Perry got along, got kind of crossways with the, who's that, the Amazon people?
Yes.
Yeah, they settled that thing. Governments say they need the money. Brick and mortar stores complain about the unfair competition. President Obama supports the measure, but the bill is expected to have a tougher sell in the House, where conservatives view that as being a tax increase.
I was talking to some people about this yesterday,
uh-huh,
and they're all in favor of no tax on the Internet.
Really?
Until you say something along the lines of, you know, it's not fair to the brick-and-mortar guy.
That's right.
And nobody thinks that way, and then they go, oh.
Well, yeah.
So my neighbor Bob, who has the sporting goods store,
right,
is kind of getting screwed by Amazon. Well, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is the concept of people. Everybody thinks that anybody who's in business is rich. That's not true.
No kidding.
The other thing that people don't understand when they own a business is April 15th is just another day because we're paying taxes every month to the government. But the idea that you have to be out there and then basically in Texas deal with an 8.25% disadvantage over somebody that's selling widgets on the internet, same kind of widgets that you have, it isn't. It's not fair. And again, it ties right in with what we say here, and that is shop local. It's just, it's important. Ted Cruz voted against this, though. He addressed the Senate floor to discuss his opposition to the internet sales tax. During a time of economic challenge, as we are in today, the very top priority of every elected official, whether Republican or Democrat, should be to restore economic growth, to get our economy moving, to get back to the economic dynamism. I've never used that word before. The economic strength that has lifted so many millions out of poverty and toward the American dream. Yes, Senator, but you know what? Part of that economy is hometown economy as well. And if you do something that puts other people at an advantage over your hometown economy, I don't know that you're helping. But my opinion, he's got an opinion. The difference is he's got a vote.
his opinion costs more than yours.
Yeah, exactly. So there. Yeah. So... kind of some interesting stuff going on over in Austin. The first thing that caught my eye is that the Senate has looked at a bill that would do away with auto registration and go to a single sticker system. Also would require diesel vehicle inspections. They have to pass an emissions test. Technology allows Texas to move away from vehicle inspection stickers so we can combine the inspection with the registration, said Senator Royce West. He's the author of the bill. There are 27 other states already using a single sticker system. A study by the DPS and the State Department of Motor Vehicles showed that the switch would reduce fraud, which has plagued the vehicle inspection system for years. Howsomever, it will cost some money. As a matter of fact.
Of course it will. Everything does.
Uh-huh. What the senator is saying is that the change would resolve the problem they have with altered and counterfeit inspection stickers. Now, I don't know. So what are they going to do? Are they going to raise the price of the license to fold in that extra $14.50? And then what happens to the places that do inspections? Do they end up just doing emissions for diesels? That could be tough on people who own those kind of businesses. So I'm not sure exactly what the absolute details on this thing is, and maybe Senator Schwertner can give us some more information when we talk to him tomorrow. Vehicle inspection stickers in Texas have been a target for years by drivers who get hefty tickets for letting them expire. You know, sounding like Cat McMullen, the idea is, why don't you go ahead and get your car inspected like you should? Why don't you go ahead and be a responsible car owner? But once again, that's very demanding of us to ask them to do something that they should be doing anyway.
Incapable of meeting deadlines.
Yeah, well,
like that.
Or they just don't think it's important. You know, why in the world should I do that? There's no reason for that. The governor yesterday, talking along with other coastal state governors, saying that the Obama administration needs to open up new areas for offshore drilling, saying the challenge would give a jolt to the U.S. economy by spurring jobs and spending. Everything makes jobs. Just remember that. Everything makes jobs. And if you're an elected official, you're supposed to make jobs. Mm. It's your job to make jobs. Major overhaul to the state's public education system took another step forward yesterday. The state Senate unanimously, they're doing some of that, aren't they? A few unanimous things. Approved House Bill 5. This would cut the number of state exams required for graduation from 15 to 5 and restructure the state's high school graduation requirements. So, in a twist, the fight over the curriculum standards has united some Republicans like Rick Perry and some Democrats like Letitia Vandepute. Normally they don't get along very well, but this time they do. And I know this will be a shock. This will really be a shock. A bill to ban double dipping by state elected officials. Remember this thing that Rick Perry did? Remember? He's double dipping. It died in committee yesterday. Well. I am just shocked.
Great googly mooglies.
Yes. So in other words, elected officials will continue to be able to double dip. Gosh, I am just amazed that that happened. Yeah, no, they're taking care of themselves. Oh, and here we go. Texas groundwater levels are suffering a sharp drop. We've got a new report on that. That after the water bill didn't get out of the House last week because of a snafu. So we'll see how that works out. I mean, it's not surprising that we have problems with our groundwater levels since we had a drought for about 2 years. And the Texas House will take up what is likely to be the most sweeping attempt at tax reform today, though some critics say it doesn't go far enough. It will be House Bill 500. We'll talk to John Rainey about that and Kyle Cassell later this week. It will reach the floor. The bill will spend nearly $400 million to reduce the burden of the state's franchise tax on businesses. Well, my only thought is this. If you're going to reduce the burden, $400 million on businesses, you're going to make it up someplace else.
Yeah.
Speaking of reducing.
Yeah.
I do have some good news since all this is kind of rah, rah.
Okay.
Did you know that Governor Chris Christie has lost 30 pounds since he got a lap band in February?
That's like $1,000 off a Corvette.
Do you have a cell phone? Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? If you're answering yes, keep listening. Advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. Now use that cell phone and make the call. 695-9595. Brazos Wellness Magazine.
When you're building or remodeling, you need more than just another floor store. You need a complete design center.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we bring together beautiful countertops, the perfect lighting design, and exactly the right floors.
All for you in one easy location. And we've got the design center professionals who know how to help you make your selections.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 11th, it's Deer Nutrition. Learn about improving genetics and take your wildlife nutrition program to a new level. Feeding programs and strategies this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Without question, the first year in new trees and shrubs' lives will be their most difficult. It's tough making that transition from the sheltered surroundings of a plant farm somewhere to the exposure of a Texas landscape. What might otherwise be a bulletproof performer in our soils and our heat can otherwise succumb to the issues. You hold the key. You are the lifeguard. The first year is critical to your new plants. I'll explain right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15-by-30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. When you set out new plants, you want to start with healthy, vigorous specimens. That's easy to determine. At this time of year, container-grown plants will have all of their roots intact, so they should make the move without blinking. Bald and burlap plants, on the other hand, have been dug with some loss of roots back in the winter. They sometimes suffer setback. Look for plants that have a full complement of leaves that are full size for the species. That usually won't happen with bald and burlap plants, but come as close as you can. Now, you want to transport your plants home carefully.
Pad trees' trunks so they won't be rubbed and damaged by your car trunk. Wrap and secure top growth with an old sheet or a piece of nursery shade fabric. If it's exposed to a 10-mile-an-hour wind on the highway, a tree will burn badly and all the new growth will be lost. Carry it by its soil ball, not by the trunk, and plant it immediately when you get home. Dig the planting hole carefully. It should be no deeper than necessary to accommodate the root ball, but it can be wider. Unless you're preparing the entire planting bed for ground covers or low shrubs, it's usually not necessary to go to heroic proportions by adding peat moss or bark mulch or compost around new trees. They're going to have to grow into that soil anyway. You might as well let them start out there. Water is the critical issue. Water the new plant immediately after you plant it. Water it deeply. Soak the soil ball, and you can add a root stimulator if it's a plant that was dug with some loss of roots. And then remember that for this first summer, your sprinkler system alone will not be sufficient, maybe even for the second summer. The porous soil in which the plant was grown in the nursery will dry out far more quickly than native Texas soils. So your new plant will be dry while all the other established plants around it are still wet. You'll look out in your landscape and your lawn and say, well, I don't think it's time to water yet. Meanwhile, the new plants are crying out for help. Schumard red oaks, live oaks, chinkapin oaks, and Chinese pistachios have very thin bark. Protect their trunks for the first couple of years against sun scald and borer invasion by wrapping them with paper tree wrap from the nursery or the hardware store. This is non-negotiable. New oaks, new Chinese pistachios wrap those trunks from the ground to the lowest limbs. You get one good chance to establish your new tree perfectly vertically, so stake and guy it so it will keep it plumb. You don't want to take a chance because if it tilts, you have to dig and reset it and start everything over again. I'm Neil Sperry, making your patio enjoyable in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. A&M third baseman Hunter Melton was named the SEC Freshman of the Week. He went 500 last week, going 8-for-16 with two home runs on the week as the Aggies went 4-0. Also reported multiple hits in three different games for the four-game run for the Aggs. The 20th-ranked Texas A&M men's golf team was selected as the number 4 seed in the NCAA regionals in Tempe, Arizona. The Aggies will be making their school record 11th consecutive NCAA tournament appearance. Play is scheduled for May the 16th through the 18th. At the ASU Karsten Golf Course. Now, there have been a multiple of highlights for A&M's first year in the SEC. One of the greatest is a combined $25,000 in postgraduate scholarships awarded to four Aggie student-athletes over the weekend. Men's golfer Case Cochran, volleyball player Lindsey Miller, football player Stephen Terrell, and soccer player Beth West. These student-athletes were selected based on their extraordinary academic achievements, leadership roles on their respective teams, as well as being leaders on the A&M campus to go along with their athletic accomplishments, a minimum of a 3.2 grade point average or 3.2 to 4.0 or better is required to even be nominated. On now to the NBA playoffs. Things heated up quite a bit last night for San Antonio.
Leonard will get it in. Goes cross court to Ginobili. Left wing three from Manu.
It's a Manu trace with 1.2 seconds remaining in the second overtime. The Spurs have a 129-127 lead.
Ginobili's triple from the wing in the double overtime lifted the San Antonio Spurs to a thrilling 129-127 victory over the Golden State Warriors in game one of the Western Conference second round series. Spurs trailed by as many as 16 points with 4 minutes left in regulation before going on an 18-2 run to close out the fourth quarter and force overtime. Golden State had one final chance with the Jarrett Jacks three-pointer from the top of the key that was just off the mark. In other NBA action, the Chicago Bulls opened their conference semifinals with a V. Nate Robinson had a game-high 27 points, and the Bulls closed on a 10-0 run to beat the Heat in a big upset, 93-86, in Miami. Here's Nate Robinson after the game.
Nobody has us, you know, winning any games. Somebody said, I heard we was going to get swept. Guys on TV saying we're going to lose in 6 or 5 games. For us, you know, we're just taking one game at a time. We're going to give them our all. We're going to play as hard as we can for as long as we can. And, you know, that's our motto.
In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the Boston Bruins and Washington Capitals now have 2-1 leads in the NHL Eastern Conference quarterfinals. Rangers held on to beat the Caps 4-3. The Bruins beat Toronto 5-2. Damian Bruner scored on with 4:50 left in overtime to push the Red Wings past Anaheim 3-2. Everything is even now in that Western Conference quarterfinal series. The Los Angeles Kings also knotted their Western Conference quarterfinal with 2 games apiece, knocking off St. Louis last night 4-3.
In Major League Baseball, Anthony Rizzo homered and drove in four runs for the Cubbies.
Rizzo drives one in the air, deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone.
That dinger made it 9-0. The Rangers could only manage two. Scott Feldman pitched seven scoreless innings and led the Cubs past the Rangers 9-2. The Astros have redesignated outfielder Rick Ankiel and Fernando Martinez for reassignment. Ankiel went 194, Martinez hit 182 for the season so far, so they were moved down. The team also reinstated outfielder J.D. Martinez from the disabled list. And finally, even in unemployment, Tim Tebow has a significant branding power on Madison Avenue. Last week, for instance, Tebow received an offer from the organization formerly known as the Lingerie Football League to become their national quarterbacks coach after being released from the Jets. Days later, a Florida-based hurricane window protection company offered the 2007 Heisman Trophy winner $30,000 to throw footballs at their windows. Then, in an effort to get Tim Tebow back in the NFL, a group of Jaguar fans filed a petition on the White House website asking President Obama to contact Jaguars general manager David Caldwell to offer former University of Florida quarterback a spot on the roster. Well, on Monday, Tebow topped Forbes' list of America's most influential athletes in 2013. That's your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryan or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
One of the best things you can do for your home, make it look good, new, better, fresher, would be windows. And you know, you probably could move forward as far as the energy efficiency of those windows, too. It can be done with one call to Intercon at 823-3639. You probably know if your windows aren't doing the job. You can feel how that cold air comes in when we have winter, even though we didn't have much of one this year. But the deal is that that inefficiency goes on all the time.
Fans,
if they're not efficient during the winter, they're not efficient during the summer either. You just don't happen to notice it. So let the folks at Intercon do that for you. 823-3639. They'll come out. They'll give you an estimate, and they'll let you know, do you need to replace that window? Can you repair that window? And what are your options when it comes to replacing the windows? Because they're specialists at Intercon. They can let you know, and they'll never put any pressure on you. Because there are people in this business who do that kind of thing, but not the folks at Intercon, because they're hometown folks who want to make sure that you have a good product. And if you need to do it in stages, if that's the way it fits within your budget, they can help you there too. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus, get what you need.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It just continues to look great. Great. By the way, brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. If you liked yesterday, you're going to get the same thing today. Look for a high temperature right about 83 degrees, low tonight around 60, and we'll continue that pattern all the way through to the weekend. Do have an increased chance of